You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
Time to look at our science study of the week. And joining me is Nano Girl, Dr. Michelle Dickinson. Good morning.
Good morning.
This is an interesting one. As Steve was leaving the studio, he was trying to guess the reason for this particular study and why we have sake warm and things like that. Take us through it.
Okay, I love studies that start with basically two nerdy scientists doing something normal and going, I wonder what the science is behind that. So two scientists were celebrating, having a drink because their academic journal was published and they were like, yeah, we've got our paper published. It's so great. And while they were having a beer, they were like, why is beer served cold? And other drinks like whiskey, sake, baijiu, which one of them was drinking at the time, served warm. Why do we prefer it like this? And they were like, this sounds like a science study. So they did. They got on. They finished their drinks very happy and they said, we're going to look at this. And it is actually quite strange because we do like certain drinks cold and certain drinks warm. So what do we care about in our alcoholic drinks? We care about the amount of ethanol taste that we have. So the taste of ethanol, which is the alcohol you put in alcoholic drinks, has a bittersweet taste. And the more you add of it, the more burning sensation you get from the alcohol. Apparently, that's what people like. I should state, I'm teetotal. So I'm talking about this from somebody who doesn't drink. But what they said is, well, there must be a reason why we like our beers cold. And so they started measuring what's called the contact angle of different solutions which had different amounts of ethanol in it. So the contact angle is how wettable something is. So you think of a puddle. Sometimes puddles, when you add water to a puddle, it's nice and flat and it covers the surface. And sometimes they ball up.
Okay.
That's the contact. You'll measure that angle. How is the water interact with the surface? They measured that. And from that, they're actually able to determine the structure of how the ethanol and the water are interacting with each other. And this is what they found. And it was such a simple study. It's open source, by the way. You can go and read it. It's quite fun. What they found is, in drinks that have a relatively low alcohol amount in them, so beer, for example, which is usually 5% alcohol, at room temperature, the structure is what we call tetrahedral. It's like a pyramid shape. So the ethanol and the water are making this pyramid structure. That means that the ethanol can't really get to your tongue when it's on it. So you're not tasting much of that taste that you want when it's at room temperature. But chill it down to 5 degrees, which happens to be the temperature of your fridge, and the structure changes from this pyramid shape or this tetrahedral shape to a long chain. And that long chain coats your tongue and helps you to taste all of this ethanol. And professional tasters say with the same beer, they report stronger ethanol or alcoholic taste in cold beer versus the same beer when it's warm. But so then why do we not have everything cold? As you increase the alcohol percentage, the ethanol naturally forms this long chain, meaning that you don't need to chill it down for it to be covering your tongue. Oh. So there is a step change in this reaction with a certain amount of alcoholic volume that goes, oh, actually, we're just going to naturally be long form anyway. So the low alcohol turns into this pyramid shape. The way you counter that is chill it down and then it'll unravel and it'll create... Basically, you want long chains of ethanol to coat your tongue so you can taste the alcoholic taste. And what they found is that only happens in low alcoholic beverages if you actually chill them. So that's why an alcoholic beverage, depending on what alcohol percent you have, and they did a whole bunch of studies of varying things from wines all the way up to 60% baijiu. They found exactly where that step change happens and therefore what temperature you should be serving your specific alcohol at to get the taste that you want. Super easy. And you go, well, okay, that means that now I know I can pick the right temperature. But actually, for people who are trying to reduce the alcoholic intake, it allows the low alcohol drinks, which some people go might taste a little bit lame, if you chill it down enough, actually it'll taste just fine. Quite fun. Two guys getting drunk in a bar.
There we go. There's the answer. I love it. Thank you so much, Michelle. I very much appreciate that. And where can we find that
It's
study?
In the journal Matter, published this week. It's quite an easy study to read.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Michelle.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.